you know, when you look at most major league pitchers, your natural thought, 6'4", 6'5", 220. I get it, right? But there are pitchers in the big leagues that have been enormously successful that are, you know, sub 6 foot. And what do they have? What's that, like, common denominator? That common denominator is athleticism. Mm-hmm. You look at Tim Hudson, you look at Lincecum. These are guys that are fast twitch, lean, fit pitchers. And that's Weaver. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are, you know, so bullish on him or so excited about him. And so when you look at someone like him, when people are like, well, you know, maybe you should upgrade Weaver or find a different start. I mean, like, we think of Weaver as really a solid middle of the rotation starter, if not upside. That's how we look at him. And, you know, we might be wrong, but that's the bet we're making. And so when you ask, like, you know, where should someone like him go today? I mean, you're hoping a guy like him at where he's at could get you 5 today. But that means he's pitching efficiently and effectively, and that's what you hope to see.
Yeah, and I agree completely. But I think you would agree that the way, just from a makeup standpoint, the way he carries himself, too, is a lot bigger than that 6 foot frame.
You know, most guys that usually have that type of build tend to have they're very confident, and that's good.
No, I mean, it's great,
and that's what you need. Because, like, you know, even like a guy like Adam Wainwright, who has the size, you know, I've never met a guy that has more confidence than him. I mean, it's like, you know, major league players tend to be, they understand that their career is really betting on themselves. And how do they, you know, really monetize that and optimize that? And that's what they do.